Hi, is that Madhupandian?
Yes, sir, that's fine.
Sure, take your time. Just wanted to check. Do you have a few minutes now to chat about your resume and how we can boost those interview calls?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So I saw your resume score came in at around 63, right?
Okay.
How are you feeling about it? Yeah, I see that score might feel a bit disappointing, but honestly, it's a great starting point. Can I ask, what's your main goal right now? Are you looking for a new job, a career shift, or something else?
I'm looking for a new job for my teaching oriented. I'm now 9 years teaching experience.
Oh, wow. So 9 years is solid experience. With that much teaching under your belt, do you feel your resume really highlights your unique strengths and achievements? Like, does it show how you've made an impact, not just list duties?
Okay.
Hey, are you still there?
Yes, yes.
Great. So, with 9 years teaching, do you feel your resume clearly shows the results you've achieved? Like improved student outcomes or any special projects? Because that kind of impact really grabs recruiters' attention, you know?
Oh, okay, okay. I know.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's the thing. If your resume isn't showing those wins clearly, it might be holding you back from getting calls. Have you noticed fewer interview invites lately?
Some of format or design is lagging.
That makes sense. A messy format or unclear details can really make recruiters move on fast. Imagine how many resumes they skim in minutes. So how urgent is it for you to fix this and start getting better responses?
Okay, okay. But now I'm working in my college. So after 6, I will call you back.
Sure, I get it. Work comes first. But hey, just so you know, the sooner you fix your resume, the sooner those calls can start coming in. How about I block some time for you later today? What time works best? Call will now disconnect.
After 6.